Welcome to The Man from 2063, where the past meets the future with Jack Duffy, here on Blog Talk Radio. Whether it's conspiracy theories, politics, current events, sports, entertainment, or historical events, Jack will keep you fascinated with entertaining guests on every show. This show is no hold bars. Now your host, Jack Duffy.
Thank you. Good evening. This is Jack Duffy with my co-host, A.J. Mata, and we've got a really interesting program tonight, like we always do. Our guest is Alina Radford, and Alina is from Peru originally, and she has developed a new kind of cream that helps people with their, I guess, their skin and all. And I'll let her tell you more about her background. How are you doing, Alina?
I'm doing really good. Thank you for having me on your show tonight.
Well, tell us more about your background and how you got involved in all this.
Well, I was born in Peru, and I come from a lineage of ancestors that's very unique, where we believe that we carry information in our DNA. And so through years, we have learned to protect that information. And so since I was very young, I had these gifts to be able to read the energy of people. I was able to see how they felt, what, you know, and be able to determine based on how they felt the outcomes that can come in the future. And eventually I learned that in these days is what you would call the DNA information that we carry. So I was born in Peru, high in the Peruvian Andes, and it was a beautiful experience.
Oh, that's interesting. So how long have you lived in the United States now?
I have here for almost 28 years. I came here when I was very young to go to college, and I got my education here, but I go home very often to Peru to be able to get more training in this history that I carry in genetically. In my stories, we believe that we're made of stories. That's how we get to be who we are. And so there's always new training for me. I'm constantly learning something new.
Now, you study the Incan culture, I guess the Incan Indians down there in Peru, or you're familiar with their culture, it sounds like.
Yes. Let me tell you a little more about Peru. Peru is a country that has different cultures. We have ancient languages, more than 40 different ancient languages. And Quechua is one of the main ones. And we believe that the Tiahuanaco culture, which it was developed like around 13,000 years ago, 14,000 years ago, were the ancestors of the Incas, and they had knowledge to high technology, and that's what I get to use in my lotions, the technology of the ordinary ancient ancestors.
Well, that's interesting. How long have you been working on this lotion, or when did you start trying to develop it?
Well, I started developing 2 years ago. My son was very sick when he was born. In fact, I was told through it in a dream that he was going to be sick most of his life, and there will be a moment where I will reconnect to my ancestors, and that will be my way and be able to find these ancient techniques to be able to remove anxiety, what I call blocks and limiting beliefs, such as anxiety, depression. Those things happen to us naturally when we don't get what we want to create. And there's another one that are forced, which are corruption, sexual abuse, pornography, physical abuse. So we damage our DNA when those type of events happen. So my lotions help to release the stories of the events from the past that carry the information of the abuse, and then rewrite new frequencies, and people can be able to release those experiences and have a higher level of life and choices.
I see. Well, that's very interesting. So what is this cream or lotion? What does it do exactly for a person's skin or whatever? What are the benefits? What does it do?
Okay, so for instance, if you have anxiety because you inherit that from your father or your, let's say, your grandfather, genetically you already carry that. So it goes into the cells. It actually goes into the atoms, and it will rewrite the frequencies of the protons, neutrons, and electrons and it makes the alignment, and so the body will release the anxiety or the depression. And then, because there's no point of reference of the story that created that event of anxiety, then there's no any reason why you get to be in anxiety anymore. It's like starting fresh into just owning your space, owning your choices.
Okay. Well, can people buy this lotion, or is it on the market yet? Or
yes, it is in the market, and they can go to my website. I'm in the process of having those lotions in eBay and Amazon.com, and I should have that those in the next 2 weeks, but they already can buy those in my website, which is www.elenaradford.com. And Elena is spelled E-L-E-N-A. Radford is R-A-D as in dog, F as in Frank, O-R-D.com. D as in dog.
And how much does it cost, or what's the price of the lotion? Or?
The price of the lotion for 2 ounces is $36, and they are 85% organic, so they're very pure in essence, which helps in the process of alignment or healing, which is beautiful.
Well, that's very interesting. How did you get this idea in the first place? I don't think I asked you that already, but what caused you to get to develop this or want to do it? Or
all right, so what happened is last June, my son suddenly had depression, anxiety. He couldn't sleep at night for almost 3 months. He couldn't take naps during the day. He developed allergies, asthma. When we went to different doctors, medications, he was constantly changing medication because nothing could help him. He emotionally had a breakdown. And so because I had some of this ancient knowledge already, because I grew up in, listening to my light beings or to my ancestors because I can talk to them. So it didn't happen overnight. I would spend hours sitting my son's bed trying to help him to get out those feelings. And that's when I was being shown how to help him to enter these beautiful symbols of light. I call them the language of love, into his genetics through what I had learned to my ancestors, into the subconscious level, the DNA. And then I can see he will improve himself. But then I was told to go to Peru, that in Peru I will find the main source of energy to make it visible in what I was creating. So I went to the jungle, the Amazon River, just not knowing what to do. Just got there, just find somebody who can meet me there. And I met somebody who told me to go to this specific pond. There was not even a river. It was a small pond. And I would find a very unique water in that place. And I will bring that, and I will integrate everything else that I was building. And I will create lotion, and that will help to my son. So I went to Peru, I got the water, I found that it was beautiful, came home, and one night he couldn't sleep and he was struggling again, and it was sad. Anybody seeing somebody who can be broken in pieces will be willing to do anything that's possible to tap into the frequency of the heart. This is how much the love of a mother can do. So I remember taking some of the water and some of the other elements that I was giving and place it in rice milk. And I started spraying that in his legs, and then I started seeing him improving. It didn't happen overnight, obviously, but I started seeing, like, in 2 weeks, it was almost like, no, I'll say 10 days, 2 weeks, then he started releasing the depression, the anxiety. He was able to sleep at night. He was able to eat. The pain of his stomach was gone. Eventually, the asthma went away. So there was different things that were happening. Granted, he took he was taking some medication still until he felt safe that he didn't need the medication, and finally, after 6 months, he's not taking any medication anymore. He's just using the lotion, and I get to massage his legs every night. Sometimes when I don't have time, every other night, but that's my personal time with him for like half an hour. But I realize that also transformed with the lotion. And even though this is just the beginning of something that I never thought was possible, I just know it's the beginning and more things will come. But I shared this with a friend and he started using it and he started benefiting and he can start seeing some changes as well. So that's how it came to me.
Okay. Do you have a question, AJ, you want to ask? AJ, are you there? Okay. I guess he's not on the phone. Anyway, what is this shamanism? What is the practice? What is that practice, Mrs. Radford? Can you explain what that is? Or
sure. There's different ways how you can define shaman. A shaman. A shaman is somebody who is connected to nature. It's somebody who is the leader of a community. In the ancient ways, in the old times, he was the main leader of the community. And he will be also the scientist, because just like myself, I don't consider myself a shaman, but I use some of those tools. I can read the genetics. So they knew very well how to understand the genetics. They did not have the same language that we do, but they can see what was inside of yourself, they call that. And they can be able to manage that in what they call the female and the male energy. And they created a balance in a way. They also can see changes in the world, and so they were historians. They were very, it was important to them to connect and understand the history for what it was. So nowadays, shamans have the ability to connect in the unseen world. In Peru, a shaman can be somebody who is initiated by being, you know, when they get hit by lightning, or they receive a major impact with fire, so they develop their DNA, they rewire the DNA, so they have the ability to connect to the understanding of plants, the water, crystals, and they can read frequencies. And so they can do readings through that. So during the Inca times, they were the priests, and they have the knowledge, and they were able to develop the empire, the Inca empire, and have a balanced community.
Okay. Are you there, AJ?
I am, Jack. How are you?
Do you have any questions, or do you want to ask her anything?
I do. I could probably go for like a year with Elena on this one. This is great. So, Elena, one of the things I want to ask you is, number one, I've used the cream before, and I have to tell you from personal experience, because I'm a runner, just from joints and everything like that, I have zero joint pain after probably 2 weeks, and I'm not just saying that just because you're on the air, but I really do, and I just, it's a gradual thing, but it does work. But one of the things I have a question about is, which I found intriguing, is when you mentioned, DNA, you refer to it as like a father or grandfather. Is there something related to DNA related to the masculinity energy, or can it be both masculine or feminine?
All right, so DNA is the makeup of the DNA are the atoms. In the ancient times, nowadays we call the atom, we have a proton, we have a neutron, then we have an orbit that goes around it, and then we have electrons changing, constantly coming in, going out, in that frequency. In the ancient times, the protons were called the female energy, the neutrons were called the male energy, and the electron was called the creation, the outcome of the connection of all of them. So we all have female and male energy. And when I should be more specific, I should say in the ancient times, in the Inca lineage, that's the way how they translate it. So if you were to go to Peru nowadays, people are very strong into setting boundaries for the female energy, for the male energy, and and they use these alignments. They always talk about 3 points of creation. And so that's, the language is based in that, in 3 points of creation, which nowadays will be the electrons, protons, and neutrons. So they were able to express and have a lifestyle, a way by just communicating with who they were inside of themselves.
You know, it's so interesting when you refer to it as the 3 points of energy there, and then, you know, in religion they refer to it as the Holy Trinity, and then, you know, in different belief systems, but there's always like this three factor, which is very interesting. Is there really something, Elena, to the three factor, or is really everybody trying to say the same thing in different messages?
I think so. I really believe so. The 3 points are very essential to any creation. I believe that if we were more in the space of creating 3 points, we will definitely have a more balanced world. And let me give you an explanation. In some of the symbols of the ancient world, love is one of the points of power. Trust is the other one, and the next one's connection. So if they make an alignment in those 3 points, they were already creating alignment in a specific atoms in the body. And that's the way how they kept the frequency, and they created sometimes immortality. So, yeah, all of them are connected to the same information.
Well, Jack, that's got to make you feel good that law is the first point of power.
Yeah, this is really interesting. Do you have another question you want to ask, AJ, or?
Well, yeah, I just think that, you know, there's so much for, you know, so much to talk about, so little time to talk about it in. Elena, you know, really elaborate on the cream, because, I I've used it and, you know, and really had some great experiences with it. And I guess, you know, from the listener's perspective, to really try to help them understand that, is that, so when they apply this, this actually changes, does it actually change their past? Or release like the toxins from the past, and I know you refer to it as DNA, but does it actually get rid of the past? Like, what's the simplified version to be able to explain that?
Okay, so in the ancient times, we will describe things through stories, right? So there's a story about time, and we have the past, we have the present, and we have the future. The past is something that can be reversed. The high events of the past can be removed to the future. For instance, you have a beautiful experience playing soccer or football with your son. In that experience, when you recall that experience, you think you're recalling the past, but you're actually recording or connecting to the future, because it's a high frequency. It's love, happiness frequency. When we have low frequency events, those are the ones who stay in the past. So if somebody has been sexually abused, that is going to information or that story is going to try to recycle constantly to be able to have a closure. But because it's in the past, it cannot have a closure. So it is when you get to rewrite the story and move it to the future when people can let things go and set free from that experience. So what the lotion does is rewrite the stories that cause trauma, or it takes you out of alignment and take it into the energy of the future, so you can reuse that energy into the present, and that's how you get to be healed.
It's so amazing, Jack, when you hear about, you know, technology like that. It's not approached at from a place of, you know, spirituality or anything. It's literally technology. It's literally science there, and it comes from, you know, ancient wisdom. You know, I mean, what do you think, Jack?
I agree with you. This is a whole interesting subject to me. I haven't really looked at it much or know much about it, so I'm just enjoying listening to what she has to say. It's very interesting.
So let's say, Jack, you had experience where your mother was very controlling, okay? That's experience of the past, because you're always trapped in that experience. But if I were to rewrite this story, which is what the lotion does, into your mother chooses to give you the freedom to experience whatever you want to experience for you to become the person that you want to be, then you're set free from that experience, and that experience gets to be transferred to the future. And in the future, you use that knowledge to bring it into the present.
Well, that's interesting.
And then you get healed.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing the baggage, I guess. It's like, so this is going to, assist us in, from what I understand, in releasing the baggage and lightening our load up, kind of, in essence, right, Elena?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Yeah, so that's a you know, and I even think this, though. It's like, even, you know, even if you whatever your belief system is, whatever that may subscribe with you, or whatever you connect with, even if it's something that does actually, just by physically applying something that actually changes your state, that can actually help you there, then it is doing what it needs to be. So I think I think you're onto something here. I really do. And I've never heard about it from obviously through you I have, but from others, I've never really heard about it from a DNA type, literally being able to wipe the past out like that. Like, literally they can do that, and I think that's it's quite fascinating.
In the beginning, I couldn't understand it. Like I say, it took me several days witnessing my son and listening into the conversation of how these things were going to happen once I find the water and the other elements that came into the alignments to create that. But just to connect to what you're saying, I think this is what we need nowadays, because I'm coming from a background where I have worked, because I'm very sensitive to the environment. I have seen kids, they're so innocent, and when they're 14, they just want to be part of a group, and somebody offers them marijuana or some type of drug, and they don't say no because they want to be part of the group, not because they're bad or good, but then eventually their brain gets to be damaged, and that's my biggest fear about drugs, because they lose the ability to connect, to bridge to the future. And so when I work with kids that try to kill themselves because they have used drugs, it's because they cannot see the future. And once they go through this process and they reconnect to the future, then their land, their toxins, all the bodies start coming out. And then the brain gets to be, again, creating the new cells without the toxins. In their brains, they can really restore the damage that has been created in the brain. So the benefits are huge, because sometimes we make choices just to be part of something, part of society, that we don't know what we're getting into. And so everybody makes mistakes. I think this is a good opportunity for all of us. And if it came to me through the knowledge of my ancestors to be a benefit to the world, then I get to do it. It's great. I'm just very thankful for the opportunity.
I think it's great that you're doing this. I really do. I think it's amazing that you actually are putting yourself out there like that, and putting yourself out there with skeptics, with people that, are aligning with you, with all works, and really, you're just, it doesn't matter. You're just doing it because you know that this is the right thing to do. And, there's a lot of validity, Jack, and what I think she might be saying in it, that, there is a lot of people right now that are really going through things, and there needs to be solutions, and a lot of the solutions that are out there right now aren't working. So I think that it's taking a look and being open at things of this nature, might be something for people to try on. And like anything in life, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Exactly.
That's right.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you want to talk about, AJ, or anything else you want to ask? Or?
Yeah, no, I just, again, we're, again, if, Elena, if you could just elaborate, if you would, where people can get a hold of you and where they can buy it, and, and try it. Really buy it and try it, because I think they should. You know, I mean,
So they can, at this moment, they can buy, and they can go to my website, www.elenaradford.com, and in 2 weeks it should be available any day, and also Amazon.com. Otherwise, you know, my website, it'll be available on my website. So I'm excited about it. I'm really excited about it. I just came back from Peru. I've been back for 10 days and went to do a little testing of the lotion, and it was amazing. It was, I mean, you can test any product, energetic product in Peru, and then if things work there, then you know it's a good product, because it maintains to give the energy that you get to experience in some of those Inca sites. It's pretty amazing.
That is amazing. That is amazing. And the authenticity that comes through your voice right now is more amazing. That's what really, I think, makes it more believable. So check it out, everybody. I would say ElenaRadford.com, E-L-E-N-A, Radford, R-A-D-F-O-R-D.com. And, again, everything to gain, nothing at all to lose. So, you know, I would if I were you. So that's what I would say, yeah.
Thank you, Aya.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you being on the show tonight, Lena. It's been very interesting, and I'm looking forward to maybe buying your cream, see what it does for me. So thanks for coming
Thank
on
you.
And talking about it. It's been an interesting evening and an interesting show. So unless we have anything else, I guess that'll be it for tonight. Next week we'll have another interesting guest on. And until then, this is AJ Mata and Jack Duffy signing off for the Man from 2063 show. Have a good evening and a good weekend.
You have been listening to The Man from 2063, where the past meets the future with Jack Duffy, every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central here on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to this broadcast again on jackduffy.srbroadcasting.com.